Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Let him fill you with his goodness. With an agape love that has no limits here this morning. Yes, Lord. Father, here this day, we thank you for your presence, Lord. We thank you for your word, your promises, Lord, that you have for each and every one of your children present here this day. And we just pray, Holy Spirit, that you have your way here this day. In your precious name we pray, and we all say in one accord, amen. You may have your seats here this beautiful Sunday morning. Amen. Worship team, you may have your seats as well. Good job. How many know it's snowing outside? Amen. But it's okay. Amen. Oh, I know there was a time I was telling the leadership at our meeting this morning that when it would snow and we were lost and bound, that there was all kinds of tracks out there, and they weren't tire tracks. There were feet tracks. A view all over the place in the cold. But then we get saved, and it snows, and we look out the window and says, the conditions are too dangerous to be out on the road right now. And the rehab always says, all of a sudden, we don't want to take a risk to go to church. Amen. But nevertheless, amen. Those that made it, we're thankful that you are here, even though the conditions of the snow outside. And it's going to keep snowing all day. The news says it's going to keep snowing all day. So if you get snowed in, so what? That's a good problem to have to stay at church all day long. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have a theme right now going on, a time to build. Amen? A time to build. And the way we're wanting to go about building the house of God is through life groups. When I was being raised up in the Lord 22 years ago in Salinas, California, there in Victor Outreach, there were called cell groups. There were called cell groups that were Bible studies outside of the church, amen, that you could go through throughout the week, amen, not have to wait on Sunday. Amen. Because how many sometimes need some gas midway through the week? Amen. Things are, and Sunday's just too far of a wait, too far of a distance. Amen. So we have 10 up and going life groups right now in the church that are running really powerful. I kind of give a Blue's Clue to one person, but the other one don't know, but they'll be knowing real shortly. Amen. But I'm going to have Sister Anita come up. Sister Anita come up here this day for her to share. She has her own life group in Spanish, amen. But she also goes to Sister Lily's life group, amen. So I'm going to have her share the importance of the life groups.
Good morning. So I have my life groups on Monday mornings at 9, and it's all single, moms, just any moms or a single lady that wants to go. And I go to Lily's on Thursday because in order for me to teach other women, I need to stay teachable. So I like going to Lily's because, I mean, pastor's giving us that verse, you know, to learn. And it just amazes me how I go to Lily's and hers is totally different than what I'm saying. Like, no life group, it's the same. If you go to each life group, we're all saying something different. God talks to us differently. We get something. We can all hear the same verse, but every one of us have a different mind, and we take it in differently the way that we're in the moment. So I would really, you know, I hope for y'all to reach one of our life groups and want to learn and always stay teachable. In order for us to reach other people, we have to be open-minded and always want to learn. So thank you.
So the life groups are very, very important. And when you look at the church growth books and so forth, the mega churches, they're ran through life groups. They're very important, and not only bringing new people in, but furtherly developing the leader to study and to become a messenger of the Lord as well. I'm not the only messenger in this church. Amen. That's just simply a title. But we're all being called to be messengers of the Lord, to spread the good news of the gospel. Amen. That's for all of us. But so we're really pushing it. Amen. And that, she goes to her own life group because she gives it. And then, but she goes to Lily's as well to continue to grow. Lily's been in the church for many years. So it's really, really good. And then Felipe has one in town also at Sister Sophia's house. Amen. And because she's the one I was talking about that she don't know she's going to come up here, but she'll be finding out shortly. So as Sister Sophia kindly, nervously makes her way up here. Amen. We all got to start somewhere. I remember the first time I passed the car, I said, I don't want to go. That's not me. We got to start somewhere. Amen. So Sister Sophia has been coming real faithful to church, mom, dad, and everything. So I'm just going to let her share what the life group being held now at her house by Pastor Felipe, what it means to her and what it's done so far.
Well, it's actually changed my life. I love it. I can't wait till Monday comes. I encourage everybody to feel free to come. It's Monday at 7:30. Our life group is focused on family matters. That's what it's called. So I encourage everybody to come. Thank you.
Amen. And she don't know it, but she's being Holy Ghost set up. Amen. Further things are going to come where the Monday she looks so forward to come. One Monday, Pastor Felipe ain't going to show up on purpose. Amen. And she's going to say, what do we do? And she's going to call Pastor Felipe. He ain't going to pick up the phone. She's going to text, put 911, 411 to other people. Where is he at? And it's going to be her turn, her time to run that life group in her house. Amen. Amen. As the pulpit makes its way forward here this day, amen. So this is what's going to build the church. Amen. This is what's going to be you becoming part of a life group. It's a way to grow. I mean, I'm going to be sharing about it in the message. And before I used to really trip out on having all the Greek and the Hebrew in my messages to kind of show how much I knew when I really didn't know much. Amen. But now I'm trying to convey and transmit, communicate where you guys can understand and can be part of the growth of the church. Amen. So I'm real excited right now what the Lord is doing. And I know this is where it's at. It's in the life groups. We've always had life groups before, but now we got a fresh 10 up there that are going to stay operating. They're the leadership of the church where I'm overseeing the life groups. And then we have follow-up that Pastor Felipe is overseeing that we're still going to, you know, toss around a little bit and get a little bit more insight and how to follow up on the life groups, amen, and those that have come for they can be more consistent so the life group can be more effective, amen, so that God's will can be done, amen. I don't know about you, but if I would have just gone in partying once a week, when I first started and it would have stayed there, I would have never become a drug addict. I would have never become a drug addict if I would have just partied on Friday night and it would have stopped there. I would have never become a full-blown drug addict. But it was because I needed more than what a Friday night could give. Amen. In the party scene that jumped off onto Saturday. But if I would have just been a weekend partier, on Friday and Saturday, I would have never become a full-blown drug addict. Amen? So I thank the Lord. Amen. I was going old-fashioned there holding the mic. I haven't held the mic in a long time. So I never would have become a drug addict. But I continue to increase in my participation of being a partier. Amen. Went from a Friday night sneaking out to a Saturday, jumped on to Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, to eventually I was partying 24/7. I grew in the area of partying all the way to becoming a full-blown drug addict. Amen? Now, you can stay a church person on Sunday. I'm okay with that. But if you really want to grow and experience what the Lord has for your life, someday, somehow or another, sooner or later, you're going to have to start partaking of what the church has to offer to grow your life spiritually, to go beyond attendance, Sunday attendance, and going on to a Monday life group, a Wednesday life group, a Friday life group. Amen. And because it's just really hard to become an all-out Christian just by coming to church on Sunday. Can you do it? Yes, you can. But there's the majority within this city do that, and it's just religion. That don't change nobody. The house of God has been created by God to change people's lives, especially of people like you and I and where he first reached us. Amen. It takes a power. It takes an anointing to take place in order for us to be at this place where we find ourselves here on this beautiful snowy Sunday morning. Amen. So you got to start putting in more into the things of the Lord to start growing more. I always tell the leadership, no roots, no fruit. And we're going to be speaking about fruit today, bearing fruit that God has blessed us with. Amen. To be able to produce not only within our lives, but in the lives of others. Amen. So as we go to this morning's message, amen, I want you really to be listening because you're all in this message. I put this message together, tailored, made to fit what you need. Not what you want, but to fit what you need in order for you to answer the call of God upon your life. Not just to attend service, but to answer the call of God. I've tailor-made this message just for you to grow, just for you to be challenged, that God has so much more for your life than just showing up to church. That's religion. And religion kills it. It leads nobody, allows nobody to lead nobody. Amen? How many know that God is so great that he's not satisfied? He's happy that you're here this day, but he's not satisfied by you coming on church on Sunday for a few hours and calling it Christ, calling it the plan of God, calling it answering the call of God. Because in order to become what we became in the world, we had to put a lot of time into it. Amen? So if you want to become what Christ has for your life, the Holy Spirit speaking right now, amen? You're going to have to give more time in order for God to be able to pull off what he wants to pull off in our lives that got off to a very bad start. But how many know it's not about how you start, but on how you finish? Tell your neighbor, man, it's the good gospel. The good news is it's how we finish, not how we got started. Amen. Because if we leave it there, I walk out before you guys hit that door. Because I got off to a real bad start. Why did I get off to a real bad start? Because I didn't keep partying just on Friday night. I took it on to Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and that's what allowed me to get off to a bad start. So if I want to finish strong, I got to allow my life to continue to grow, not just on Sunday, but at the Monday life group there at Sophia's house. Amen? The Thursday with Lily. The Monday with Anita. Monday there was Ron and Michelle. Amen? Janie, today, after service, my Lord, help me. If I lift your life group, Patricia's. Tuesday, I look back at her, and I couldn't see her. I just saw her daughter. I said, man, Patricia looking good today. I was just there. I looked back, and I said, man, that operation, man, really hooked her up. So I looked again, then I seen somebody slouching in their chair. And I said, that's Patricia. So I had to go up there and say, I was looking at your daughter thinking that was you. And Patricia says, I wish. Connie said, that's right, because then we got a Connie life group as well, amen. When she said, that's right, she goes, what about me? Is what that interpretation meant, amen. Connie's got her life group as well. What day? Bunch of Monday people, man, like if they didn't get enough of what I had to say on Sunday. Praise the Lord. Amen. But everybody getting the flow right now? These life groups are important for your life. The kingdom of God, the building of the kingdom of God. Amen. But also for those that are still lost and bound. You know, God wants you to get to a place where you can have a word to give them. Instead of saying, we have a rehab. We have a rehab for you, you know? But being able to deposit a little bit of scripture, a little bit of Jesus, amen, a little bit of anointing, a little bit, if he did it for me, he can do it for you. You gotta have, you can't give something you ain't got. And we have a leadership in place right now in the church of many years of equipping, of teachings that are ready to pour out into your lives, but you gotta make yourself available. Amen. The title of the message here this day is A Time to Build, Doing It God's Way. Doing It God's Way. And we go to one of our two promised scriptures. The other scripture that's going to be put up here on the wall comes in Monday, tomorrow. Amen. It comes in tomorrow, and there's going to be another blue one on this side that I really know that the Lord gave me. Amen. And it's Genesis 1:28. It's one of a promised scripture for your life, for your marriage, for your children, whoever's lost and bound, whoever's going the wrong direction. This scripture is from God Himself and for you. Now, you can just leave it all there if you want, just for you, or you can allow it to become part of you, to allow it to be transmitted, to become part of someone else's life, a blessing for somebody else. You see, God is so great, His blessings are so big that you cannot contain them. You gotta go share with somebody, man. This is what Jesus did in my life. You want some? Back in the days when we did the dope, man, this stuff is good, man. We'll take everybody to that house or to that corner, wherever it was happening, because we wanted them to get some too, amen? Having Jesus in your life is a good thing. And it's so good, you should want it for others. It's so good that it can be contained and kept just for you. He's too big to be kept in one life. If He could cover the sins of the world, amen, He's able to hook up everybody at the same time in His house here this morning. But my question is, do you want to be blessed of God? This new year that we're in, do you want to be blessed of God? The Bible says, then God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. I cut it short, the verse, because it's so long, but that's the bottom line. That's the foundation. A blessing scripture said from the Lord, I'm just repeating what He said. This promise, this word is for your life, and it's straight from God. Then God blessed them and said, the word is from the Lord, and the reason it is from the Lord is that He's able to hook you up. He's able to bless you. He's able to allow you to become fruitful. He can hook you up to the place of where multiplication is taking place through your life. I can only repeat what He said. I cannot bless you. I can not allow you to become fruitful and to multiply. But if I say what He said and you follow what I say, what He said, and you put it to work, amen, it's just as good as God said it to you coming from my life. Well, I don't know, Pastor. I got to hear that for God myself. It's kind of hard when you don't have a praying life to hear that from God yourself. So how many want to be blessed of God this new year? There's going to have to be things that are done different, things that are done new for the very first time that you try in your life. You're going to have to do something new if you want God to do something new in regards to blessing your life. How many want to be fruitful this new year? You want to go beyond. You've been coming to church. You've been faithful in coming to church, but you want to go beyond just coming to church. Now you want to be fruitful. You've done it long enough coming to church. Now you want to be a part of somebody's life group. Because God is touching you right now and saying, you just got to go to the life group for so long because you know you should be running a life group. Scripture says you're still in the elementary things when you should be a teacher of it. But things step in our lives that at times stop what God was doing. But the good news and the grace of mercy of the Lord is that you're here this morning and you can get back on track. You can get back on track in allowing God to use your life, to bless your life, to allow you to become fruitful. But you're going to have to do something new. Some of you might just need to make little adjustments here this morning. Some of you got to make some big adjustments to do something that is really new to become that participant, amen, that God is speaking to be blessed and to be fruitful. How many here this new year, I have in my notes, want to multiply what God is doing in your life into the life of others? You started off having a lot of needs, a lot of problems coming to church, coming to the rehab. Just problems. Lord, help me in this area. Oh, Lord, help me here. Lord, help me here. Oh, I need you here, Lord. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. But then Lord started answering some of your prayers, amen. He started taking care of some of your problems, amen. And now you're in a place where God has taken care of your business, and now you're ready this new year to take care of his business that deals with other people's lives. In Christianity, we all need to get to a place that we're working with somebody that used to be like we were, outside of the blessings of God, bearing fruit but fruit of the world, multiplying but multiplying the work of the enemy. I have a question here. How many are tired of being Christians that bear little fruit, little proof, little evidence that Jesus is alive and well within your life? Real simple message. You got to get it. You got to get it. Got to receive it. Don't fight it. How many are tired of bearing just a little fruit? Amen. John 15:8. The Bible reads, when you produce much fruit, this is Jesus speaking. If you got a good Bible, it's in red. Once again, this is coming from the Lord. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. So what do true disciples produce? Much fruit. Not little fruit, but true disciples produce much fruit. In other words, much proof, much evidence that God's in my life, that something's taking place in my life. True disciples tells us that there's a lot of false disciples. There's a difference between true disciples and false disciples. That's where the old saying comes, like a wolf in sheep's clothing. It looks like a disciple, talks like one, but really don't walk like one. So the Lord says, when you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. See, producing much fruit in your life is just not for the pastor. It's for you. The Lord wants to hook you up. He wants you to produce much fruit. But then on the other side of town, the devil speaking in the other ear, always telling us, how are you going to hook us up? I stayed out there for many years because he kept giving me false promises. How he was going to hook me up. Where I would one day be able to get over and do it like this and like this and like this. Because he was going to hook me up. And he did for a season. But when the promises of God came to my life, when you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples, it didn't last for a season because now I was under the Father of truth. And that's why now I'm 22 years later and counting, still going forward, still bearing fruit, amen, because this is from God. I'm answering the call of God. That just don't make it sound good, but he backs up his word. He's kept me for 22 years and counting. He's allowed me to bear and produce much fruit. Where I'm at, I'm a true disciple of the Lord. If I'm at the job site, I'm a true disciple of the Lord. If I'm at my house, I'm a true disciple of the Lord. If I'm at the grocery store at Menards, I'm a true disciple of the Lord. I'm not just a true disciple of the Lord when I'm behind the pulpit for an hour or two a week. So you got to ask yourself here this day, am I a true disciple? Because if I am, the book of John says that I should be producing much fruit, much proof, much evidence that I'm a Christian, that I'm a disciple. Many people in this day and age that we live in, churches all through Milwaukee are having church right now. They're not talking about discipleship. They might talk about one of the 12 disciples, but that was a thing of the past. Nothing being talked about end time disciples, which are you and I. Which are you and I. But the Bible goes on to say not only are we true disciples that we produce much fruit, but at the end it says, this brings great glory to my Father. See, I believe, I told the leadership downstairs that too many times as Christians we produce a little fruit because we're doing it before a man or before a woman. And we're trying to be acknowledged by people. You see, but when you're a true disciple of the Lord, this brings great glory to my Father. He acknowledges. And it not only brings him glory, but it brings him great glory when his word is coming to pass in somebody's life. See, when you allow the word of the Lord to come to pass, which is truth, that is able to set the captive free, it comes with much fruit. It comes with promises to being fruitful, to be able to multiply, to bringing change throughout the city of Milwaukee. Just like we used to bring change for some of you that are from Milwaukee through the city of Milwaukee for darkness, for the wrong reasons. It's a good time to be a true disciple of the Lord. It's a good season. It's a good year. You need to tell yourself this year, I'm going to bear much fruit. So can you continue to do the same things you did in 2019? No. You're going to have to get involved. You're going to have to roll up your sleeves, hands to the plow. You're going to have to do something different. You're going to have to take it from Sunday to Monday, like we did from Friday to Saturday in the world. Sunday's got to leap to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. because you're now a true disciple, and a true disciple is not just on Sunday. A true disciple of the Lord is every day of the week. It becomes a lifestyle. It becomes a lifestyle. I put here, any time when you make up your mind to build the house of God, He will bless you in producing much fruit. You got to make up your mind here this day and say, man, that's it, man. I can't waste no more time. I know what Pastor's saying right now. I know he's saying the truth right now. But we're still holding on to certain things that we want to hold on to. We don't want to let go of them. And because we're still holding on to certain things, God can't give us something because our hands are occupied. We're hearing the truth. But there's still some things that we're holding on to. And it don't have to be addiction. It can be the past of jealousy, the past of anger. It don't have to be addiction. The enemy has more bait than just drugs. Anytime when you make up your mind to build the house of God, He will bless you in producing much fruit. I put here, too many times we find it hard to believe that God can use us based on who we are, based on what we did. When I came into church, day after coming out of prison, all the years in prison, man, I was like, He can't use me. That's a joke. Right? But I was in the back row with a pack of smokes, checking it out. Big bro show. I was out of prison. I was still standing like I was in prison. I was there. Once again, Sugar Mama took me to church the day after coming out of prison. I felt I owed that to her. She took care of me while I was in there. That was 22 years ago, people. Amen. Some of you got to come back. That's who I was walking in the church doors. I was just being cool with someone that was cool with me when I was locked up. I never, ever in my wildest dreams would ever think that God would speak to me. Number 826577. I never, ever, ever thought that God could even speak to me, want to speak to me, more or less have the ability to change me, more or less have the ability to use my life. It was all messed up. My mom or dad couldn't convince me that my life was good. The parole system couldn't convince me that I was living a good life, that I had things to look forward to. I was messed up, and I was convinced that nobody could help me. And I was okay with that because I was big, bad, and tough. I was okay with that. If it goes down like that, it goes down like that. That's it. And what? I ain't got nothing to lose. I'm all good. I'm down. Let's do this. But when I walked in them doors, God had a plan for my life. When you walk through those doors, God had a plan for your life. Not to sit on, but to activate. Because it's not just for you, it's for others. There's others that are out there that we're held accountable to. Them finding Christ. We're held accountable to others that are lost and bound. Why? We're true Christians. We should be thinking about those that are lost and bound. We should be able to see how blessed we are, no matter what type of people we used to be. We should be able to say that God is able to change your life. He is able to bless your life for allowing you to bear fruit. He can multiply through your life. But we got to get there. We got to get there. Tell your neighbor, you got to get there. It's not just for Pastor Charlie. It's for Sophia. She got a little bit closer here this morning by coming and getting the mic. She didn't prepare this day thinking that she was going to talk about her life group at her house. What's a life group to begin with? It's a new language. But just a couple of weeks being held at her house, all of a sudden she can't wait till Monday to come around. Like we couldn't wait till, thank God it's Friday to come around. TGIF. See, some of you still waiting for Friday to come around. For you can be at the bar drinking. Some of you still waiting around on your check to come in. For you can go spend it incorrectly. Some of you are, man, been waiting a long time for her to acknowledge you. Because you've been working it. You're waiting for him. Is he blind or what? Man, back in my days, I would do something right there, but the Holy Ghost said, don't do it. For those that want to know what I was about to say there, you can meet me at the office, amen? It'll cost you $5. It's a good one. You'll pay it. If I was giving it to the rehab, it would have came out, flowed, Holy Ghost. Yeah. Some of you are still waiting on the Social Security check to come around once a month. You wait for the mailman 2 weeks in advance. Some of you are so bad that you wait about 27, 28 days for the mailman because you spend it in a day or two. Too many times we find it hard to believe that God can use us based on who we are. I was there at one time, but I put here in my notes, but the truth is, when God chooses a man or a woman, it's not based on who we are, but on who he is. It's based on what he's able to do. He already knows what we can't do and what we can do. She did it. She did not. Yes, she did. There he goes again. My true disciple. God knows what you can do. He knows what you can't do either. But he says about himself, I can do all things. And if you come to me, if you go to those life groups, you will start to learn not only who I am, but who I have called you to be. It's a process. It comes with a process to change, to be used of God. There's a process involved. So I point, so it don't really matter on what side of the tracks you were born on, raised on, whether highly educated or not. It really don't matter what your past life was about. What really matters here this day is who God is and what he's able to do. Sophia, it's your day. I'm going to bomb on you all day, girl. I got a couple of rocks left. I'll run out pretty soon. She's going to come out with knots all over her head. I'm a good shot. You know, the last thing she thought was she was going to be grabbing a mic coming up here today. But God seen this day long time ago. Long time ago. From a party house at one time to a life group house. Get the dust off the table. Clean the toilet. People are coming over. Has it not got your house cleaner? Tell the truth, shame the devil. Man, God's in the cleaning business, man. He's able to clean you and your house. Her guy was probably life group in my house, but then he saw the clean house, he goes, all right, fair trade. He'll get you clean toilets, spraying air fresheners, kicking the dog out. How many know that the Lord has a way of stepping into our lives at our lowest point? When all bridges have been burned, not at our highest point, but at our lowest point, God has a way of stepping into our lives. Why? He's God. He can do all things. You see, people only step into your life and love you who you are on a good day. On a good day. But God loved us most on our worst day. It don't fit. It don't make sense. And too many times we base answering the call of God based on who we are and the way we tick and the way we trip and the way we see things and try to figure out things. Why is that like that? Why is that like that? If I was the pastor, I would do it like this, like this. Well, get on Venti, start taking the college courses, and become a pastor. How many know that the Lord has a way of stepping into our lives at our lowest point? I'll never forget the look on Lily Macias, sitting right about where Alberto's at right there. That was her chair right there. And she was, I mean, bulldog look, man. Hating life, just all like that. But the gospel, the good news, got in them ears, got in that heart. And now, just once in a while, she's like, got that bulldog look, amen? It's not all the time. Why he has no limits like we do. We're very limited people. We trip on anything. We trip on a good day. We trip on our own feet and blame it on somebody else. We trip out on so much stuff, man. We're trippers without the LSD. We're trippers without the marijuana. Why do you need to take LSD? You don't need to smoke any marijuana. You trip all by yourself. We should all have the nickname, there goes Tripper. He's tripping. He tripping bad. He on a good one. He's tripping out. But I thought he was a Christian. Yeah, he is. He's in the process Christian. He's in the backside of the desert Christian right now. The burning bush hasn't gotten there yet. Always tripping out, man. You're under the blessings, you're bearing fruit, and you're still tripping out. How many trip out over some stupid stuff, amen? And the devil makes it seem like it's the end of the world. And if it was, you would have been gone so long ago. Tells us that it was the lie from the enemy, and it wasn't from the Lord. Amen? Always tripping. Just a tripping Christian. Second promise, Hebrews 3:4 for the church that's coming up on Monday, tomorrow. And the Bible says, for every house has a builder, but the one who built everything is God. I shared last time somebody built this church. The guy's name is on the corner on the brick out there. The architect. Somebody built the house you're living in. But the way the Lord showed me this was that inside every house, there's a builder. In every house, no matter what the condition of the house is on the north side, on the south side, east side, west side. No matter what the condition of the house is, in every house, the word of the Lord says, there is a builder. There is a builder. No matter what the condition of the house is. Why? I put here, the Lord knows if we were able to build for the kingdom of darkness, we can definitely build for the kingdom of God. God knows in every house there is a builder, no matter what the condition of the house is in. You don't have to raise your hands, but I believe there's some houses here this day that you wish things could be different in your house. And the good news is, God is telling you that in that house that's messed up right now, the condition ain't all that, there's a builder. There's someone that God has singled out in that house. And that's why you're here today. That is why you are here this day. Once again, not based on the condition of your house, but based on who God is and what He's able to do. But He's looking at you right now. He's saying, I've placed the seed which produces fruit, which is produces a harvest, which produces, amen, a multiplication. It's in you. It's in you. You have within your life right now what it takes to be a builder for the kingdom of God in your house, your apartment that currently might be all messed up. Example. I'm going to give you a good example. Who wants to hear a good example of that? Amen. All right. I can give this one. This one's for free. I put here example. I was chosen by God while I was in the house called the House of Corrections. God called me while I was in prison, the House of Corrections, a place of punishment, a place where those go who have broken the law. In a place where thousands and thousands of inmates were strategizing and living in building the kingdom of darkness. God seen me amongst all those thousands of inmates and said, I'm going to choose him. I'm going to choose him. Because he's a builder. He's a builder. He's such a builder. He's such a builder that I had to take it to the cross to cover the way he built for Satan, the way he did the things he did. God says, I'm going to use him. I've seen him build before. Wow. He don't need water. He don't need food. He don't need sleep. He don't need a place. He don't need nothing. He just got to get under the influence of narcotics, and he's gone. He says, I'm going to choose him, and I'm going to put him under the influence of the Holy Spirit, and he's going to be gone for me. He's going to build my house. I'm going to choose him out of these thousands of inmates in the House of Corrections. It's where God chose me. And that's why, for every house has a builder, every house, even the House of Corrections, God chooses men from there, chooses women from there. They got there because they were great builders for the kingdom of darkness. What's your excuse this day? What's your excuse this day? What's your excuse this day? For saying it's too hard to be a Christian, a true disciple at the end times that we're living in? What's your excuse? Why you don't want to get involved in the church? What's your excuse? It's too hard? Hard was doing time in prison. With my mom and dad visiting my brothers and sisters, and I'm taking mug shots with a big old mustache. I couldn't even take a friendly picture with my family because the inmates were looking. And I still got those pictures, long hair down to here, big old mustache, and with a cigarette between my fingers, all posted up. I had Levi's 501s when I was in prison. Because I had a sugar mama. I had t-shirts and stuff when all the other guys had prison blues. And I would take my shot, and that cigarette, take it. were willing to build to be cursed, why would you not want to build to be blessed, to be fruitful, to be able to multiply, to help people instead of getting over on people? Why would you say it's too hard? I gotta go to work. I'm so tired. When there was a time that you didn't sleep. I'm convinced that there is builders here this day in God's house. That he has strategically picked just like he picked me. But are you going to answer the call? Are you going to be grateful for what he did in your life? Or are you just going to sit on God's plan as if, I'm all right. You're going to sit on God's plan and let someone else reach those that you've been called to reach. See, a lot of you got your own family members that are lost and you want to sit on the things of God. And you're talking about family members. They're probably still out there because you haven't become a true disciple. I told the leadership downstairs, there's a reason that Jesus wants to bless us with much fruit. Because those that are out there lost and bound, they want to see some proof. They don't want to make all these radical changes to become a Christian just to get a little bit of fruit. They want to see your lives with a lot of fruit, to have a lot of proof. They want to see evidence why they're going to make that adjustment, becoming that great man of God, that great woman of God. And too many times why people don't come in is because there's little fruit in the house of God where there should be fruit in abundance. God's been speaking this whole hour. You should be encouraged right now. Man, what Pastor was going to say, man? Is he saying I'm fake disciples? Is that what he's saying? And you walk out of the church with that revelation. The devil told you that one. I'm trying to make you a true disciple. It's a process. We got to make some shifts and some changes within our lives. And God will honor his word. I put here, life will give you what you're willing to fight for. What are you fighting for? I'm fighting the good fight for Jesus. Because he's proven in my life that he's real and he backs up his word. They're not false promises. There's promises that he backs up for 22 years and counting. No matter what storms, what trials I went through, he backs up his word. I want to be part of that. Life will give you what you're willing to fight for. I saw that in Facebook, and it wasn't used as a Christian quote. I said, well, that's a hey, Ravi, I can use that one. I'm going to put the little twist on it. What are you willing to fight for? Because you're going to be fighting. Peluneros, man. You're going to be fighting. You're going to be fighting. Might as well fight the good fight. Might as well be the true disciple of the Lord if you're going to have to fight. Psalms 127, 1, and getting close to closing. Powerful scripture is well known, but this is the NLT translation. We're talking about building people. And the Bible says, unless the Lord builds a house. There's that house again. Equal to that house. Unless the Lord builds a house, the work of the builders, you and I, is wasted. Is wasted. Is wasted. How many have ever said, man, ain't nothing happening. I ain't changing. Man, I've been going to church. Man, the pastor, this and that. And you feel like you're wasting your time. Unless the Lord builds the house. See, in this church, you can be certain that the Lord is the one building the house. And one of the proofs is that that's why it's not packed out. No, Pastor, that don't make sense. Wait a minute. Maybe. The Lord needs to build a house. The way the Lord builds his house is through us. But wait a minute, Pastor, you just said unless the Lord builds a house, the builders are wasting their time. The work of the builders is wasted. The way of the Lord builds his house, the way the Lord builds his house is through us. And the way we don't waste our time building the house of God is by doing it his way. Right? It's by doing it his way. Too many of you feel like you're wasting your time here in church because there's no fruit being produced. And the simple answer to that is that you're still doing it your way. You're still building your way. You haven't made those changes, those shifts yet to get God's proof in your life, working through your life, in somebody else's life. The work of the life groups calls for work. Let me see. I think I got enough energy. I got 1 hour of sleep last night. Okay, I'm going to do it. Let me do my calisthenics first. Let me stretch. All right, I'm ready. Let me take the little mints out of my pocket because everywhere I go, I'm going to sound like jingle bells. Amen? The reason God picked us, amen, is because he saw how we built in the world. Amen? In the world, I was running here, slinging here, smoking here, shooting dope here, and then I was on this side of town, and then I'd do this, and I did this, and Jesus said, my God, that's with no sleep. He's doing that with no food. He's doing that without a house. See, at that time, God couldn't bless you because there wasn't a builder in the house. I didn't have a house. And I was running all over the place, man, making it happen. And the same thing in the house of God. The young girls went to Chicago yesterday, and the leadership girls went over there. And I showed the leadership that in order for 12 girls to go to Chicago, young girls, amen, a lot of running had to be done, man. Okay, is she going? No, she's not going. Oh, she changed her mind. Okay, let's do this. Who's got the gas money? And then we do this. What van are we going in? What are we doing here? Call Sister Marlene. Call Janie. Call Connie. Let's do this. Let's do this. It takes work. See, not many are willing to do that no more. Not many are willing to do that no more. Working. In every house, there is a builder. I don't know. I don't care if you're building a doghouse. It calls for you to work to build the doghouse. Building God's house, amen. Working in the lives of people, it takes an anointing. Amen. It takes the favor of God upon somebody's life. It takes a willing heart to say, you know what? I'm going to do it, Pastor. I'm going to back you up, amen. That was for the people that just say amen all the time but don't do nothing about it. We got to get behind what God is calling us to build, and we got to do it his way. Because if we don't, we're just wasting our time right now. We're wasting our time. You'd be better off asleep at the house. You're wasting your time. You ain't getting nowhere. We gotta build God's. Unless the Lord builds a house, the work of the builders is wasted. There's not too many churches left doing it God's way. The proof of our ministry doing it God's way is that we're in over 33 countries with a people like you and I with a past that you wouldn't have picked you. but because he's able and nothing can hinder him, nothing can make him trip. Amen? I think the only time he trips is when he receives great glory. He says, "Woo! Did you see her? Did you see her? Angel, did you see? Woo! I want God tripping on me in a good way. I want to bring him great glory because he was a great God. He was the only one that was able to save my life. My mother, my father, the system, nothing could save me but God. And he saved me at my lowest point to bring me where I'm at today, to preach the gospel that removed me from the back row with a pack of smokes to the front row. We all got the front row in us. We all got the front row seat in us. Are you going to allow it to do what God wants it to do as the worship team makes their way? Are you going to allow the seed of God, the word of God, to be implanted within your heart that it may be able to produce much seed, much fruit, so that you can multiply what God not only wants to do in your life, but through your life? I want to bring great glory to my God because I know I should be dead. Not in prison, not doping, but dead over and over and over, dead. Not spiritually, physically dead. But he had a plan and a purpose for my life way before I even entered the doors of the church. Each and every one of y'all here this day are true disciples, true builders of the Lord. He's called the blessing over your life. It is up to you to respond to your true identity here this day. And it's going to call for making changes, making, for some of you, big moves. Doing something that you would have never done before. Whatever the song is, love. The life groups. Take your life group, that one you're going to, take it seriously. The life group you're going to, take it seriously. Say, I ain't gonna miss that life group for nothing. There's a blessing in the life group I'm going to. I wanna bear fruit this new year. I gotta get to that life group. And God is stirring in my heart to be multiplying somebody else's life. I got to get to that life group. I got to get to that life group. We got to get away from going to the life group only when you have time. Cuando te conviene. Only when you got time. See, it's time that we answer the call and that we make time for God, because it's time to build this house that he is the architect of. Amen? We need to answer the call. You need to find a life group. There's 10 of them to pick from. Different categories. They offer different things. You got to get in that life group, because God's saying, I want to make a life group through your life. But you first got to get to that life group. You first got to be obedient to that life group. And watch, and watch, and watch that promise of God blessing you and allowing you to bear fruit and it to be multiplied in your life take place. Watch. God is calling you because he picked you way before. He picked me way before I became a drug addict. Before I was in my mother's womb, he already knew what he was going to do with me. Before I messed up, he already knew what he was going to do with me. Before I messed up, he knew his son was going to go to the cross. Before I messed up, God already knew how he was going to use my life. Before you messed up, before you went to prison, before you got addicted, God already knew how he was gonna use your life. Because it's not about who we are. It's about who He is this day. And He's able to do everything if you allow Him to build your house, if you allow Him to build your life. He's able.